Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the red ink of the feedlots with Glenn Tonser in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
On an ongoing basis, Dr. Glenn Tonser figures the expected outcome of feeding cattle in the Southern Plains, especially in Kansas. He says that for the next several months, that outcome looks not so good. Lots of red ink.
As of September 10th, the projected closeouts, net returns for September closeouts through May of 16 were all $100 losses to crowding $300 losses. Mm-hmm. The worst month, just for context, was November at a loss of $292. Those were as of the markets on September 10th. Between then and now, the markets had fell at least $5 in most of those months per hundredweight. So that's roughly $65 per head, maybe $70 per head, depending on the actual final weights. So all those negative numbers that range from 100 to almost 300, to be fair here, you'd have to add another $60 to $70 losses to them at that point in time of projections. Mm-hmm. Now, it's also important to remember all these projections are a cash strategy, assuming nobody hedged at the time of placement, assuming they're paying the going rate for corn as they go, those kind of things. That may not match anybody, but it does pick up the profitability trends in the industry. And the second half of 2015 and early parts of 2016 for a while have been projected as bad closeout returns, and they continue to get worse.
So feedlots are losing a lot of money right now, a lot of red ink. But Dr. Tonser does point out one number from this last week's Cattle on Feed report that he believes shows that we've got some glimmer of hope out ahead.
On the August placement numbers, this report said down 5% versus pre-report estimates of basically flat. That, I would say, is bullish in the sense that fewer animals were placed into August. Therefore, as we look out, let's say 6 months from now, that would project fewer animals coming out of the yards. So this would be particularly bullish for those deferred live cattle prices. Look over to Kansas, minus 10% versus last year. So not only on total for the U.S. did we place fewer than we expected, here in Kansas even fewer were placed. That's the largest drop of the three major states. So Kansas had the biggest negative in terms of placements compared to last year. I think it's important to note that's very consistent with the story about heavy cattle stacking up, occupying bunk space. Therefore, there was fewer placed in August. You know, so the positive of that would be, in the event with this coming week we have an uptick in prices, maybe those have been holding out will be rewarded for that. That's one possible. The other would be if some of those bunks might come open going forward because they weren't occupied with August placements. You know, there's a lot of ways to look at that, but on score, I would call that bullish as well. August marketings were down 6%. That's right in line with down 6.2 pre-report estimates. That's neutral to slightly bullish. The part I'm going to call a little bit bullish here, and I don't want to lead somebody to think I'm looking at the numbers harder than I should, but there's a lot of discussion about demand falling apart. Mm-hmm. And the mere fact that August marketings were consistent with expectations should be noted as confirming product was still moving.
Dr. Glenn Tonser, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, the next chance for you to buy some cattle the Superior way comes up Friday, September 25th from Superior Livestock on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll be offering a total of 26,300 head. The video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. If you want some more information about the sale, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.